The youth organization Big Brothers Big Sisters of Abilene is partnering with special events company Over the Edge to take fundraising to extreme heights. Participants can rappel down a local office building to support charity. Director of Events for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Abilene, Haley Carlson, has come in to talk about the event and BBS work in the big country. Welcome to KACU, Haley.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by talking about this weekend's event. What exactly is an Over the Edge event and who can participate in that?
So anyone 18 years or older can come out to the Enterprise Building, which is actually the tallest building in Abilene, and it's 22 stories high. So you ride the elevator all the way up to the 20th floor, and then you climb stairs to two more stories and go on top of the building, and you just rappel down the side after you fundraised to support Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Abilene.
So is this event primarily a fundraiser, or are you also hoping to find new volunteers?
We're always hoping to find more volunteers. The main objective of this event is fundraising. It costs about $1,200 a year to support one match. So that's about $100, give or take, a month for one match. And right now, we have 150 kids on our wait list, so it is going to be really expensive to support all of those people. So yes, we need money to help support them, but we also do need those volunteers. So we're hoping that people come out, learn more about our organization, and then want to volunteer with us later.
So this is the fourth year Big Brothers Big Sisters of Abilene has hosted this style fundraiser.
Yes.
What led your organization to this type of event?
I think it was something that they were looking for that was just different. I mean, I've never seen anybody rappel down the side of a building. And when you see that on Facebook or you hear about it on the radio or on TV, you're like, wow, that sounds really fun. I'll go do that. And so it's something different that Abilene hasn't really ever had. And so we just thought that this would be a fun thing to bring to the big country.
Since you're doing this for the fourth time in a row, does that indicate it's been successful?
It has been very successful, but this is actually going to be our last year doing it. It's hard. Once you've done it once, you've kind of done it, and it's the same building every year, so it's nothing really new. So people are kind of like, I've done it, I'm good. So this is going to be our last year to do the event.
What kind of response have you gotten from it in the past, and what is your goal for this year?
So this year, our goal is to have about 40 to 50 rappellers, so we still have quite a few spots open. We're hoping that those fill up in the next 2 weeks, so if people want to come out, our event is on the 28th of September. And so we are fundraising up until that day. And so if you want to come out and hang out with us that day, you can.
So Big Brothers Big Sisters works to create one-on-one mentoring relationships for youth in adverse conditions.
Yes.
Tell us about how many pairs of bigs and littles you have. You mentioned a waiting list.
Yeah. So we have, I know we have over 400 matches. Right now, and we have 150 on our waiting list, just about. Most of them are boys, and so we are needing more men to kind of show up. And these might not always be super low-income kids that are in these horrible situations. Sometimes it's just a single mom who they want their son to have that male figure in their life that just sets them up for success. We're not asking them to replace a father figure or anything. We're just asking them to come alongside them and defend the potential of those kids.
So what kind of commitment does a Big Brothers Big Sisters relationship look like?
So we have two programs. We have our Lunch Buddies program, which most people start out as. You just have to go to the lunches at the elementary schools two times a month. Lunch is 30 minutes, so that might look like you eat lunch really quick together and then you go play basketball in the gym, or you do a craft, or you play a game, or you talk about a book, or you do whatever you want. So that's really an hour a month, 30 minutes each time. And then we have our community base, but we ask that you spend 1 to 2 hours twice a month with your little. And when you think about it, you pick them up from their house, you connect with mom and dad, and then you go do something in the community. If you go to dinner and a movie, that's well over 2 hours right there. And it's very little effort doing that. You just get to go hang out with a little and change their life that way, and they'll probably change yours the same way.
So what is the scale of the organization's impact in our area? What kinds of things is it creating and causing?
We have done lots of research about how these mentor relationships affect people. And really, it just helps these kids have more structure in their life. That's really what kids need to thrive, is structure. And having an adult figure in their lives really helps them be more responsible. We've seen that kids are more likely to go to school when they have someone encouraging them to go to school, or they're making good choices. Their grades are better if they have someone that they want to show their work to. So it's definitely helped the big country kind of improve those mentor relationships and improve kids' situations all across the board.
Okay, so what's next for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Abilene? Are you focused on sustaining programming? Or are you dreaming up something new right now?
Yeah, so we have a few things in the works, just reassessing. We're always reassessing our programs just to see, are we actually making a difference? What is our community impact? Because when we start to get stagnant, we need to figure something else out so we can help more kids. But right now we're really trying to figure out how we can best match new matches and sustain our current matches.
So how could our listeners get involved in either the organization or the fundraiser?
If you are interested in rappelling, you can go to www.bbbs, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, org and /overtheedge. And you can sign up there for make a fundraiser page, do all of that fun stuff. Or if you are just interested in getting to know about our organization, our Facebook page is probably the best place to go. I'm not sure if people are still using Facebook, but our Facebook page gets a lot of traffic. And so if you are interested, you can go to our Big Brothers, Big Sisters Abilene page and find out about all of our events, all of our match things going on. And you can message us on there and we can help you out.
Great. Haley, thanks so much for coming in today. We've enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
So listeners, that event is on September 28th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's the Over the Edge fundraiser for Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Abilene. I'm Dana Glover, and this is KACU.